Southern man in northern land.
It's safe to say that New Englanders have had just about enough of the extremes of Mother Nature around now. But Vermont-born Caitlin Canty can't get enough of the outdoors, from the back roads of Vermont to the summer she spent in a vacant ski lodge in Idaho. Caitlin Canty is a 31-year-old rock, folk, and blues artist who has just released her third album, Reckless Skyline. She came to the studio with musician Mark Irelli as backup, and she said that she writes her songs when she's out in the midst of nature.
Sometimes I'll bring a guitar. I usually am either out going for a hike or I'll bring a notepad. But I usually don't hike out anywhere with my guitar. I love this guy too much.
All right, which brings us to this guy. This is a Recording King guitar that you have. Maybe you can describe it for us.
Sure. It's from late 30s. I bought it in Boston. A friend had tipped me off. I was looking for a real guitar, and he said I should meet this one. And I wasn't planning on getting an old guitar, but it's got a personality that I couldn't leave it behind. It was
you wanted a friend.
You
mostly wanted an age-appropriate guitar. You found there was value in maturity.
Well, I opened it up. It smelled like cigars. It was a blast of smoke that came out with it. And I kept the strings on that were original and dirty and dead. So it's a loud guitar. It sings well with me. I mean, I think that's what a songwriter wants in a singer. You know, you sit down with somebody, and they've got the right vibes, so then you want to keep playing with them, and you write more, and the hours fly.
Good. So. We'll play something else for us.
Sure.
on this Recording King guitar with Mark Irelli. This is Caitlin Canty.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Get up, get up. No time to rest or run for cover. Get up, get up, get up. Before the road pulls you under. Get up, get up, get up. No time to rest or run for cover. Get up, get up, get up. Before the road pulls you under. Knock the breath out of your madness. Burn your photographs at the edges. Send your heart back from where you left it. Took a long way to come here. Got a long walking through tall grass, color matches on summer's hottest night. Charred bark and dusty ash burned out 2 years back. Dreaming you will find it in the nick of time. Knock the breath out of your madness. Burn your photographs at the edges. Send your heart back from where you left it. Took a long way to come here. Got a long way. Get up, get up, get up. No time to rest or run for cover. Get up, get up, get up. Before the road pulls you under. Get up, get up, get up. No time to rest or run for cover. Get up, get up, get up. Before the road pulls you under.
Caitlin Canty. this album is a live album. So you were in the studio. You were doing it pretty much as you would a live performance if you were at a club.
My experience in studios before making this record was playing my guitar but not singing. Singing over the band later on, a month later maybe, after you had done the first cut.
And when the band's not even there anymore.
Yeah, and it was like dissecting a beautiful, you know, frog. Maybe not the way to put it, but
being a nature girl, though, I guess.
Yeah,
that is
exactly.
The way to put it.
It was unnatural. We are live musicians. We spend all of our time playing live in front of an audience, responding to each other on a stage, and this was to get the live magic, that energy, across. It's not to have some auto-tuned monstrosity, which it seems like a lot of digital music goes in that direction.
So is there one song where we can hear kind of the live motion?
I wrote a song in the studio when the tape was rewinding.
You're a best writer. I had
headphones on, and I just started singing to myself as we were sitting around waiting, and the band kicked in as if on cue. That was My Baby Don't Care. It's, you know, the blues song. But that was just the energy of the band and people communicating with each other in a moment rather than through emails months along the way.
You're going to be moving to Nashville soon.
I am.
So from Vermont to New York, kind of to Boston, mm-hmm. musically anyway, down to Nashville.
That's right.
Why are you making the move? Is it entirely for professional reasons?
Really, it's more a comfortable place to live as a human, never mind being a musician. It's an easy place to get around. It makes making music easier because there's more spontaneity. You get a call, can you come sing on this in 5 minutes, and you actually can. In New York, I live 45 minutes from just about everything.
What was it like to be in Idaho?
Well, I think it's in contrast to what I had come from. I'd always lived in the Northeast, which I love, and I'd been working for 5 years in cubicle jobs, at computers, in a suit, in a high-rise, and I'd been playing music on the side, but I couldn't write well, I couldn't sing well, and I went out west, and it felt more like home to me than home did.
In Idaho.
In Idaho, yeah. And there's a lot of sage-covered hills, and the foothills, they just roll into these sharp, dramatic peaks. I feel strong and healthy out there, so that's one big attraction.
Environment matters to your music and your musicality.
Songs I wrote while in New York City are not songs I want to sing or I want to listen to, or I really don't want anyone to listen to those songs. I like the ones I've been writing when I'm sitting by the Big Lost River or climbing up a pass on Fox Creek, which is where that song Get Up comes from. It's where a wildfire came cruising through and took out about half of the trees on the slope. But it's coming back to life. It's 5 years, 6 years ago that this happened, and it's really beautiful how it's growing back.
Caitlin Canty's brand new album is called Reckless Skyline. She's going to be performing in Chattanooga, Tennessee next week. Find a link to her full schedule at hereandnow.org.
Enough about hard times, you fell on your own knife. Enough about leaving.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Lisa Mullins in for Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Unless you're gonna go.